podcast you're about to listen to is graphic and explicit, and that's why you're here. I know it. Okay, here we go.
All of my life, I've never fit, but I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I am sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and you know I'm a bit of a size queen, right? Get ready for a big number. We're up to episode 90. I hope your week is going well. As you're listening to this, my happy ass is in Seattle doing my first show back, the first show of the tour. Do you know how long I've been wanting to tour? And it's happening right now in one of my favorite cities in the world. I want to share a story with you this week, as I do every week, and I want to tell you about some great things that have been happening. So some of you may know that I always go to Camp John Waters, which happens in Kent, Connecticut. It's this weirdo enclave where John Waters leads us through his live solo shows. We have every single thing that ever related to a John Waters movie happens there, and this year was really over the top. The pictures that I saw were incredible. They really, really outdid themselves in year three. I was there for year one and two, and I am known as the founder of the blowjob contest at John Waters because that needed to happen. But this year I couldn't go. So I got this really sweet message from someone who said, "Hi, we wanted to check in and see if it's okay to continue the blowjob contest at Camp John Waters without you this year. We want your permission." Isn't that amazing? I was like, thank you so much for asking. I really appreciate that. Yes, the contest needs to continue. All I ask is that everybody who comes this weekend screams my name when they come. I just want to hear you yell Dixie. And when they got back from the weekend, I was sent a recording and they wanted to let me know that they were thinking about me. This is a very intoxicated group of John Waters fans in the middle of the woods in Connecticut, screaming my name.
This focus session was founded by Dixie De La Tour. Dixie! So we are going to start with a chant of Dixie.
Dixie! Yeah. Yeah. Life is good when you get messages like that, right? There's an entire video of the whole thing, but you don't get that. That's for me. And that was some weird fucking shit, y'all. I was really bummed to miss it, but I couldn't go this year. You probably know that this past Monday was the last night of the testicle, and I'm going to update you really soon on the results for that. But I want to tell you something that just happened this past weekend, and it was one of those things that just floored me and inspired me, and I want to share it with you. One of my Patreon supporters sent me a message on Friday and said, "Hi, I am going to Sex Expo in Brooklyn, New York. And it's a sex expo, so we would love to promote for Body Storytelling to tell people about the show that's coming to New York. Do you have any flyers? Do you have anything that we could pass around?" And I had just, like, 2 hours before gotten something back from the graphic designer. So I sent them a PDF of the file. And later on that night, he sent me a message. He said, "Okay, we've printed out 400 flyers, and we are going to paper the Sex Expo with with information about your upcoming show. We are going to have the most raucous house of body storytelling fans at the show in New York waiting for you. And I stopped and I cried because each show requires story coaching. Like, I listen to pitches, I start working with those people. One story, one 10-minute story can take 10 to 12 hours of coaching. That's one story. Each show has multiple stories and there are multiple cities. And it was one of those days where I was overwhelmed, going, how can I possibly do all of this by myself? And then Michael P. sent me a message and showed me pictures from the expo where he was putting my flyer around. And I have a lot of trouble asking for help, but he showed me what's possible. So I'm going to ask you, if you go to Dixie De La Tour on Facebook, or if you go to Body Storytelling, or I'm also going to do it on Twitter, you can take the digital file for the show near you or wherever, do them all, and post it on social media or print it out and paper your town, whatever you can do to help me fill the house, because touring is hard and I don't have a PR firm and I don't have a support team. I just have you, the people who listen to the podcast every week. So I'm asking you for your help. There are multiple cities. They are New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, and Seattle coming up really, really soon. We had a little bit of a heat wave here in San Francisco this past week, and I was sweaty and I felt gross. And I was talking to a friend of mine and I said, don't you just hate that under your boob thing that happens when you get so gross and sweaty? She goes, yeah, smells kind of like vinegar and macaroni, doesn't it? And I was like, yeah, that might be what balls smell like when they get sweaty too. So I want to tell you about Manscaped, the number one brand in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for you or your partner's family jewels. Hey, you don't want the people you care about using the same trimmer on their face and their balls? Use the Lawnmower 2.0 and protect yourself or the balls of a loved one, because this thing has proprietary skin-safe technology and it won't nick their nuts. Or your nuts. Plus, you can help defeat summertime ball sweat with their Crop Preserver, anti-chafing deodorant and moisturizer. I might put that stuff under my boobs. This is the perfect gift. You seem thoughtful and you can make untrimmed pubes a thing of the past. And right now you can go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Dixie and you'll get 20% off and free shipping. You know what? If you like balls as much as I do, then it's time to get clean. Save 20% off and get free shipping when you go to manscaped.com and use the code D-I-X-I-E. Vinegar and macaroni. Wow. Let's get rid of that. You have been waiting all week after hearing that teaser on last week's episode to find out who the storyteller was going to be on this week's episode. You ready to find out? Here's a little information for you. Kat Attack is a California native who's been living in the San Francisco Bay Area for the past 10 years. She discovered body storytelling at our 5-year anniversary show in 2012 and has been hooked ever since. She's been on the stage at our Body Slam show, our Body Grand Slam, and the Body Storytelling Curated Main Stage. That's typically what you hear on the podcast. She's been on our main stage twice, and this story was one of those times. She identifies as queer, kinky, and polyamorous. You can often find her swimming laps in an outdoor pool, enjoying a silent meditation retreat, or attending a local kink workshop with her fellow sex nerds. This storyteller is Kat Attack.
So I'm lying in bed with my lover, Harry, and he is fucking me. He looks a little bit like a hot Jewish caveman. And I am trying desperately to hide the fact that I am totally fantasizing about my ex, Tom. I'm trying desperately to not moan the wrong name. And he keeps pounding me, and somehow I manage to find an orgasm, and we come together. And while we're lying in bed, he looks at me and says, "You were thinking about your ex, weren't you?" And I'm like, damn it, I can't hide anything from this guy. Luckily, he is totally unfazed, and he says, you know, I want to help you out. I want to design a ritual for you that's going to help you get over your ex. I look at him pretty skeptical, because I am not a really hippie woo-woo kind of person. I don't really believe in magic. And Harry is a self-identified magician who practices spells and witchcraft and belongs to a cult that was originally formed by Aleister Crowley back in the day. But I'm pretty desperate to get over my ex, so I say, okay. Now, a little bit of background. A couple months prior, my ex, Tom, and I had just gone through this really rough breakup. We had been together. We were super close. But then he went through this really awful depression. And he just really withdrew from me emotionally. It got so bad that at one point he said that he could no longer tell me that he loved me because he could no longer feel love for anything. And it was just devastating. I felt like I had lost my best friend. And so after the breakup, I ended up lying in bed, eating Ben and Jerry's Caramel Sutra ice cream, watching episodes of Daria on YouTube with tears just down my face. And then I got really horny after a couple weeks because I wasn't getting laid anymore, and I decided to get out of bed, go take a shower, walk outside with some lowered standards, and slowly form a small harem of lovers. Which brings us back to Harry, one of those said lovers, who's excited to create this ritual for me. And he goes, okay, so first of all, you're going to need two spirit guides, a protector spirit and a healer spirit. And I go, okay, what about Brienne of Tarth from Game of Thrones? She's pretty badass. And he says, that's perfect, okay. And then for my healer spirit, I went with a therapist I had back when I was a kid, this really sweet hippie chick named Shireen that got me through some really hard times. And Harry's like, great, these are perfect. And then he teaches me how to, like, kind of put myself into a trance state so that I can call upon these spirit guides and then they'll advise me or something. And so I'm skeptical and I try it, and it actually kind of worked. I could sort of hear their voices in my head. And it actually worked a little too well because they would show up at inopportune times. Like when I was lying in bed trying to masturbate and I start fantasizing about my ex. M'lady. Do not think of this man anymore. He has wronged you. He does not deserve your attention. And then Shireen would chime in and she'd be like, the girl's gotta grieve how she's gonna grieve, Brienne. But really, you should probably delete all of those shirtless photos you still have on your phone of your ex if you're really ever going to move on. My spirit guides were cock-blocking me. And it was working. So at the end of a very slutty summer, I took my two spirit guides with me, and I went off to Burning Man for the fourth year in a row. M'lady, why are you taking us to this desolate wasteland? It is dangerous. Chill out, Brienne. The girl's young. She's got to go adventure and find herself in the desert. It was like my subconscious had created a sitcom because they kept arguing with each other in my head. So Burning Man has lots of memories of my ex, but also a lot of distractions. One night, my camp, Gender Blender, which is, yep, one of the trans and genderqueer camps on Playa, we threw a cuddle party, and I was in fucking heaven. I was getting back rubs and foot massages and head scratches. I got to be every single kind of spoon configuration you can think of. And at the end of the night, I was cuddled up with this really cute boy named Alex. He was tall and slender with dark curly hair and a beard. He looked a little bit like Jesus, except with a nipple piercing and a long maroon skirt. Alex and I just hit it off right away. And we started philosophizing about being polyamorous and how the fuck to navigate open relationships. We talked about the fact that we were both genderqueer, how I never really felt like I was a girl on the inside, and how he always wished that he had been born one. I was getting really excited. We had like all these compatibilities and similarities, and then we started talking about kink. I shared that I'm a switch, but I've really only experienced being submissive, and he told me that he was 100% sub. I wasn't really sure if we were going to be sexually compatible, but he was really cute. So I was like, okay, I could probably figure out this domming thing for him. At the end of the cuddle party, I looked at him and I was like, you subby boys, you never make moves. Can I kiss you? And he smiled really big and said yes. So I leaned in and I gave him this wonderful, passionate kiss. We didn't see each other for another month back in the Bay Area when we started a date, and it was going really well. Within the first couple dates, we were tearing each other's clothes off. But I remembered, he's a sub. I need to figure out how to dom him. And so one night, I decided to give it my all. I started with my best dominant stare. And then I told him what to do. Get on your knees and lick my pussy. And his eyes lit up and he like jumped down and started eating me out and it felt really good. So then I threw him on the bed and I was holding down his wrists and I was teasing his nipples and I started fingering him in that spot where his pussy would be if he had been born a girl. And he's moaning and writhing, and I'm like, oh, good, I'm doing a good job. I'm getting my top biscuits. Thanks, Midori. So then I decide to kick it up a notch, and I say, I want to fuck you in the ass. And he looked like he had just won the lottery. Now, I technically owned a strap-on harness, but I had never used it. But I was about to right then, so I pull it on my hips, and I get his ass good and ready. I'm fingering it, and I'm lubing it all up, and then I get on top of him, and I slide in, nice and slow, and I start fucking him with my cock. And he's moaning and writhing and really enjoying it, and so I start fucking him harder and faster, and then I realize that I lack the core strength to do this. This is before I started working out all the time. And he realizes this too, because it is all over my face. But he's such a winner. And he's like, can I get on top? And he just jumps on top of me. And he just starts riding my cock like a fucking pro. And I just cannot describe you how beautiful it is. Just his whole chest was supple and glistening, and he was bucking on me. And I started teasing his nipples, and his cock is rock hard. And I start to jack him off. And then I say, come for me, you slut. And he explodes all over my chest, and it is glorious. So Alex and I keep dating, and we keep fucking, and I get better at domming. And then I start to discover all of his hidden fetishes. It was like getting a kinky advent calendar. Like, one week I'd open a door, and there's a foot fetish inside. I love foot rubs. This is great. I would open up another door, and there was an erotic hypnosis fetish. I don't even know what that looks like. But I'm a nerd. I'll get a book. I'll figure it out. But really, all of those are for later bodies that I will come back for. Alex and I continue to get closer. But as we do so, we start to step on those emotional landmines that had been left from my former relationship. One night, he looks a little bit distant, and I suddenly have this flashback, and I feel like I'm being totally and completely emotionally abandoned, and I end up super upset and crying in the fetal position. But Alex comes up to me, and he puts his arms around me, and he holds me, and he tells me that he's there and that it's going to be okay. And I calm down, and we're able to kind of talk through it, and we heal that wound that was there. And then over time, we accidentally end up stepping on more and more landmines, but we heal each one of them, and he's just always there for me. My inner Brienne of Tarth is still feeling really protective and afraid of having a repeat of what had happened with Tom. But my inner Shireen was telling me how wonderful he was and how trustworthy he was. And then this one night, after hours of hot, kinky sex, we're lying in bed, and he looks at me and says, "I love you. Can I call you my partner?" And I say, "Yes, I love you too." And it felt like there had been something inside of me that was broken, that finally felt like it had been made whole again. And I hear this familiar voice in the back of my head. "M'lady, I don't think you'll be needing my services anymore. Thank you."
Lately, all on my own, sexy weekend, lately.
That song was Sexy Weekend by Scoundrels. Just a reminder that I want to hear your voice. Please send me a recording of you telling me what you love about the Body Storytelling Podcast. Maybe how you've learned to understand things better through story. Maybe a particular story stood out to you and moved you. I want to hear about that moment. Maybe you just like listening to Southerners with big boobs and dirty mouths. Feel free to say that too. I'm okay with it. Take your voice, record yourself on your phone using the voice memo feature is the easiest way to do it, and send that to me. Attach it to an email and send it to dixie@bawdystorytelling.com. I have a deadline for this, so send this as soon as you can, and you'll find out soon what I'm going to be using your voice for. How weird will that be? Your voice. On this podcast, it's gonna be awesome. I feel like this is the episode where I should get really completely honest and real with you, because that's my favorite thing. I hope it's yours too. I got an email earlier today from a woman who said that she was kind of gobsmacked because her 12-year-old daughter had just come out to her as gay, and she hoped she said the right thing, but she wasn't sure. And what would I have done? In that instance, what would I have wanted to say, or what did I say to my family? Because she listens to me religiously, she follows the podcast, and she follows me on social media, and I was the person she wanted advice from. I will tell you the truth. I really have a hard time asking for things with Patreon ads every week. I love Patreon. I love the possibility of it, but I'm not comfortable asking for help, clearly. But when I read that email, I thought, this is what I want support for. I want to be able to have more time to answer emails that need answering as soon as possible. I want to interact with you, and I want to hear about your life and hear your stories. The one thing I love about a live monthly show in two cities is that I get to see people. I get to see the developments in their life. I get to hear what's going on for them. And I often get to help them put those stories on the stage so everyone can give them the love and support that they deserve. And I need help. And that's what Patreon would help me do. It would help me hire an assistant because I do almost everything myself. Marty is an amazing podcast producer, but there's so much I need help with, and Patreon can help me get it there. And in return, I am going to give you a cubic butt ton of stuff. You can have story coaching with me where we can have chats on Zoom or on the phone. You can get reserved tickets to the live shows. There's a lot of different new levels that I've just added. There's even one where I will produce a live body storytelling for you and your friends. How amazing would that be? Something special just for you. In return, I'm asking for your support on Patreon. Whatever you can do helps. If you are currently at the $10 a month level, you get ad-free episodes. We just added that feature, and I want to give you more. When we hit our next financial goal of $2,000 a month, we're going to be doing bigger episodes. That means more stories. It takes a lot of work to go through the archives to select the right stories. All of these things are what Patreon can help me do. So go to patreon.com/body. And thanks in advance for your support. I want to tell you about some really incredible news that I received that I want to share with you. We have just gotten sponsorship for our tour from this amazing open relationship dating app called Hashtag Open. Hashtag Open is an all-inclusive, sex-positive community where the curious come together. And whether you're solo or partnered, Hashtag Open allows you to self-identify, express your preferences and boundaries, and find others who are into whatever you're into. So I want you to go to Hashtag Open. You can download it on the App Store, on Google Play, and create a profile. Because you know when you get to a live body storytelling, there are going to be people there who are also on the app. Make it easier for yourself. Create your profile now. All right, let me tell you about the upcoming shows. Thank you so much to Hashtag Open for helping us do this thing. As you're listening to this episode right now, I am in Seattle. The show on September 25th is Hurt So Good, and it's at the Rebar Seattle. I don't know what's going on, but I can tell you there's something going on with the lease at the Rebar, so we may not be there too much longer. I don't want to believe that because I love this space. But you know, these things have been happening a lot in big cities, so while you have the chance, get your ass to the Rebar to be part of Body Storytelling, okay? I want to see you every single month. Sunday, September 29th, that is our big post-Folsom Street Fair body. It's called Kinktacular. We've got wild, weird stories. Milena Williams-Haas is flying in from New York. Rachel Lark is our musical act. We're going to have the infamous Body Games, pulling a winner for the Win a Sibian raffle. If you have not gone to Sibian.com yet, you really need to see this thing. And somebody is going to go home with a Sibian. It's almost sold out. You need to get your tickets as soon as possible. And if possible, here's a pro tip. I'm not sure it's going to be available by the time this airs, but get a reserved seat if you possibly can, because after you've been walking around at the fair all day, you're really going to want to rest your dogs. Okay, and let's talk about the tour dates. Thanks to the Test Tickle, we have cities that we are going to see you in. Thursday, October 3rd, Body Storytelling is returning to Los Angeles, and it has been a long-ass time. This is going to be an amazing show at Busby's East. They're going to let us make our crazy drinks so you can have a CBT or a unicorn's butthole, and it's going to be an incredible lineup. We've got Tristan Taramino telling a story, and there's more to come soon. Get your tickets as soon as possible for that. Friday, October 18th in Chicago, we are at Avondale Music Hall. Tickets are available on our site or on eTix for the Chicago show. And then on Wednesday, October 30th in New York, we're at Chelsea Music Hall. I have not done a show in New York in years, so please come say hi to me in New York. And I think tickets are selling well there, so please hurry up and get your tickets as soon as possible. And I can tell you, as a stressed out event producer, the earlier you get your tickets, the lower my stress goes, because the venue's happy, and then I'm happy, and then I produce a better show because I'm happy. So thank you for your help. Thank you for printing out the PDFs or posting them on social media. Thank you so much, and I will see you really soon at a live Body Storytelling show. Holy Hitachi magic wand, it's over. It's time to say thank you for the people who make this podcast possible. Thank you to podcast producer Marty Garcia. Thank you to video archivist Joe Moore. Thank you to project manager Dana Hanna. Thank you to David Grossoff, our sound engineer. Thank you to you. Thanks for telling people about this podcast. It means so much. Thank you for any help you can do with this upcoming tour, for reviewing us on podcast review places. Thank you for whatever you can do to get the word out about Body Storytelling. I'm so ready to grow, and I think I can do it if you help. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this has been episode 90 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. Here's a peek at what's next.
And I take off my medical coat, bloody t-shirt, skirt, bra, that like weird headband that old school doctors wear with the DVD on the front. And he gives me a look, and I strap back on that old school headband that the old doctors wear with the DVD on the front.